whole floor. Do you know if you get a name for that?
Mm-mm.
Okay. What would you call a building that's built? It's like an apartment, only the residents own their part instead of just rent it.
A townhouse.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay. Usually in an apartment, there's a man who does some old minor electrical repair, some plumbing, stuff like that.
The maintenance man.
Okay. Also, there's another guy who lives there who shows new people, you know, the apartments, because they want to move in. And he works with the owners.
He's a manager of the landlord or something like that.
Okay. Also, there's a kind of house Archie Bunker lives in that it could be one story or two story, but you know, it's just a regular house front in front, but it's fairly narrow. And then it shares a wall with another house. And a bunch of them all kind of jammed up together. They just all share a side wall.
I just call it attached housing. I don't know.
What?
Attached housing.
Okay. What do you call the kind of lawnmower that has a motor and you get on it and sort of drive it like you would a car?
A riding mower.
Okay. What would you call the kind of lawnmower that it's electrically powered or gas powered, but you still have to walk behind it, you know, and direct it?
A power mower, just a regular kind of mower.
What would you call the kind of mower where there isn't any motor, it's just got a little rotary thing in it?
Just a push mower, just a lawnmower.
Okay. If you were going to have a garden out back and you weren't going to turn it up by hand, you know, you'd probably go and rent something, a gasoline-powered thing, to turn it up, to till it with. What would you rent?
I don't know.
Okay. Let's see. What do you call a thing that's like a shovel, except that it's small and it has a handle instead of a long one?
It's not a shovel.
Well, you know, it's shaped like a shovel, except it's about this long. It's real small. It's just for your hands instead of big.
A hand spade or something.
Okay. What would you call a thing that's like a pitchfork, except it has some little claw-like prongs, you know, like this?
A hand fork.
Okay.
I guess a hand fork or a hand spade or something like that.
Okay. What kind of a rake would you use to get up leaves in the fall?
A garden rake.
Okay. What does a garden rake look like?
It's a lot of thin prongs on it.
Uh-huh. Are they, how long are they?
Oh. Maybe about 7-8 inches or something like that. Oh. About 7 or 8 inches.
Okay.
Maybe not that long. Or maybe a little longer, I don't know.
Okay. Is it fan shaped?
Yeah, just about fan shaped.
Okay. What do you call, you know, the other kind of rake that you might use to spread out the dirt in the garden?
We call it a garden rake.
Did you call them both a garden
rake? Mm-mm.
What would you call
it? I said a yard rake.
Well, yard rake. Uh-huh. Oh, okay. And the first one in the yard, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let's see. What would you use to keep the hedge level with?
Clippers. Hedge clippers.
Okay. Would that be electric or hand?
Could be either.
Okay. And if a good-sized tree, like that one right there, blew down, the city would probably have to come out. You know, it'd be too big to carry away all by itself. And so they'd have to come down something to saw it up with into sections.
Mm.
And it'd be a gasoline powered thing usually.
Mm.